Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are once again, connecting in this way, you and me, together going through this journey called life, really examining our thoughts and our actions, and really thinking about, are they really going to get us where we really want to go? Doesn't matter if we're good people or we have good intentions or we think we work harder than most people. All those things really don't matter if we're not getting the results that we really want. And this puzzle, this game, this challenge called life, you know, it would be just awesome if we could just have these great intentions and come up with a plan and go straight from where we are right now, point A, to point B, just because we want to, just because we're determined, just because we're good people, just because we have the best intentions, just because we work hard. Well, if you've been on this planet long enough, you probably already realized it doesn't always work out that way, right? The best things in life are reserved for the people who are the most intelligent. And, you know, intelligence, people get that mixed up, you know, what it means to be intelligent. Versus book smart, how many things you know, right? Intelligence is your ability to pick up patterns. Everything in life runs in patterns that you do this, 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 and this particular sequence, and then you get this result. Some patterns are obviously far more complex than others, but it's the person who can kind of identify, you know, that pattern and make the adjustments sooner rather than later, that person is the most intelligent. You know, I get so fascinated and, you know, as a concerned parent, you know, you just want the best for your child. So my six-month-old daughter, Brooklyn, you know, when she, you know, notices little things like, okay, I'm going to peek to this side of mommy and then peek to that side of mommy. And when she can anticipate, you know, which direction I'm going to go, you know, those are the things I look for. Is she picking up the pattern? How quickly is she picking up the pattern? Okay, here's this little block here. You know, how quickly does it take her to pick up the pattern? This whole new world that's in front of her. She knows nothing from books or has the life experience to have seen this before, right? She's got to pick up the pattern. And so, you know, as a parent, you look for those things, see how that innate, natural talent, that intelligence, right? And so it's your ability to pick up patterns in life. If you're doing this, this, and this, again, no matter how great of a person you are, how awesome your intentions are, if you're not getting the results, are you picking up the pattern to see that? All right. And you know what? We all don't have to be the most intelligent, have that natural, you know, talent to pick up patterns very quickly. You know, we all have our different levels of intelligence, and that's okay. Because if we know our strengths, we know our weaknesses, and we do have a good work ethic, we're mentally and emotionally flexible in the process, we can figure it out. You really have a lot of time in one respect on this planet where, you know, you can make a lot of mistakes as long as you know where you're going. You figure out your mistakes, you work on them, you're not too stubborn or you're not too blind to your mistakes. You can do things wrong five or 10 times. It's okay. As long as you make the adjustment, there's plenty of time to do that at the same time. As I say, there's plenty of time. You should be patient with your mistakes. You also have to live with this sense of urgency, and that's what I talked about on a podcast earlier this week, is that you have to demand yourself to pick up that pattern. You have to demand yourself to figure things out. Without that sense of urgency, then you're not going to do the things. You're not going to call upon all your talents, your skills, what intelligence level you do have, the resource of people in your life. You're never going to use those all in a manner to overcome whatever challenges you have to finally get to where you're going. All right, so this podcast, every single morning, is just to have you examine is what you're doing Is it really going to take you where to where you really want to go in life? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast every single day. I appreciate you listening to me. There are so many people out there. There's so many podcasts, blogs, Facebook pages, so much information being thrown at you. And I really appreciate that you put your faith and trust in me to make this a part of your day, a daily discipline, daily ritual to listen to this Morning Connection podcast. I will not let you down. I'm here pounding away, doing this podcast for you every day. I love helping other people. I know how powerful this information was in my life, helping me become the man I am now and the man I continue to be. It's a continual process, right? So, you know, if you're a younger guy, you listen to this, you love this stuff, or it doesn't even matter if you're a younger guy and you think that, man, I'm always in the grind. It seems like I'm always chipping away. I'm always fighting, scratching, clawing to get the best things in life that I really want for me, my family, or my future family. When is this ever going to end? Well, it's not going to end, right? You wanting, there's always a higher level to shoot for, no matter what you've accomplished, if you haven't already realized that. So get used to the game. Have fun with the game. Because I'll tell you, I definitely know that feeling of scratching, clawing, one more level, not looking behind me. You know, sometimes people say, wow, you did this, this, and this. I go, oh, really? Oh, okay, yeah. That's great. But now I'm on to this, this, and this. So it's a continual game. And I use that word, game, challenge. I call it a jigsaw puzzle, a combination lock. I use words that are real, so I know the challenge that's in front of me. And I'm very careful not to use words like the grind, right? Or, man, this is hard. Or, you know, I don't use metaphors or words for this challenge called life that makes it the dog eat dog. Or, you know, those type. I don't put those images in my head. I do that intentionally. I intentionally make sure that I don't use those words so that I have the positive imagery in my mind that this is winnable if I am intelligent, and if I'm not so intelligent in particular situations where I don't figure out the pattern, when I am results driven, I'm really clear on what it is that I want, I'll eventually figure it out. The best things in life are reserved for the people who are the most tenacious, most persistent, and again, that mental and emotional flexibility. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me doing this for yourself, right? But I will not let you down. This is helping me as it's helping you, starting off my day, having to step up, lead in this manner, right? There's something that I talk about in my Man Formation program. You can check that out at skiplacour.com. It's helped men all over the world, probably to date, again, there's always that higher level. I'm always working to become better and better at what I do. To date, it's probably the one program or my one contribution to the world that's made the biggest impact, and that's my Man Formation program, helping men get control of their thoughts and their actions, get clear on what they want. You know, find out the rules, maybe unnecessary rules that they have created in their mind for whatever reasons. Maybe it's being a good little boy, like you've been taught to be ever since you were 6 years old, and you may not know that you're still carrying those rules at 36, and they really don't apply. Maybe they apply to the masses, the 90% of the men out there. Unfortunately, those men aren't getting what they want. So, you know, you could say, hey, this is how this works, this is how that works, people should be like this, people shouldn't be like that, and you're going to find plenty of people who are going to agree with you. That doesn't necessarily mean that is going to help you get to where you want to go, especially if those people who are agreeing with you, they're not living the kind of life that you want. You're going to have to think outside the box in ways that the masses don't think, that the movers and shakers, the alpha males, the leaders, as I call them, and I use that term alpha male as a leader, You know, it sometimes has that connotation as a jerk, an idiot, a guy who's selfish or cocky or arrogant. Again, that's how the 90% who aren't getting what they want, that's how they would describe an alpha male. You, being a person who would listen to a podcast like this, you and me, we know that alpha is just means the first. Alpha male is a leader, someone who takes charge of their own life, and therefore they have the ability and they take on the responsibility to lead other people. That's where the 10%, they start working to actually getting all those things that they really want in life. And one thing that this podcast does for me, it makes me step up and lead. You know, there's a lot of things that I talk about in this podcast that I have to make sure that I do. And I realize I got to put that pressure on myself. I got to live with that sense of urgency. I have to continually raise my standards because I know. And, you know, I really appreciate a lot of the comments that you guys have been giving me. You could just see, wow, he's a good guy, or he's really passionate, or I can tell you sincerely want to help other people. I really believe that's true of me. All right. One thing that I try to be as much as possible, as transparent as possible, more transparent with my weaknesses more than my strengths. Like I said, sometimes I'm always shooting for that next level. You know, I'm not focusing what I did in the past, so I don't necessarily talk about that a lot. I appreciate it, but there's more things in life moving forward that I'm focusing on. I realize, though, if I can be transparent, open, honest, reveal my weaknesses a lot of times, that is probably the best way I can serve you. I can serve you best by talking about my challenges because you're at a place where you're going through them too. And for me to get up here and say, oh, I'm so awesome, I did this, I did that, you know. I mean, those things, by this time, if you're taking the time to listen to me on this podcast every single day, you've made this a part of your daily discipline, your morning ritual, definitely your daily ritual, then you probably have checked in to some of the things that I've done, whether it's on Google, skiplacour.com, my YouTube channel, on my Facebook page, all right, or somehow it comes out in the things that I say, some of the things that I might mention. I'm going to take for granted that there's a reason why you're listening to me right now. And look, if you're going to, a person like you who's going to take the time to listen to me, then I have a good feeling that I must have done some things that have impressed you enough for you to invest this time in me. Okay, so I can serve you best by talking about the challenges, those feelings and emotions that I struggled with. But more importantly, after you can know that I can empathize with what you're going through, I'm going to tell you what I did to actually overcome those challenges, those feelings, those emotions, or I still have them. I continue to work on those things because, you know, those are the strategies that you need after the touchy-feely emotions get connected with your thoughts. I mean, it's all about actions, right? Hey, make sure that you are on the Morning Connection newsletter. You like this daily dose of mental toughness? That's what I like to call myself. You know, some people call it life coaching. You know, me being in this bodybuilding and fitness niche, or most of the people, even though that's not true so much anymore, most people who know me from my accomplishments, you know, as a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, and my contributions to the fitness world through my articles and tips and things like that, podcasts on this Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm going to start up a Wednesday podcast, get back on this Blog Talk Radio Network where it's a Wednesday podcast that I've been doing for a long time. I'm going to widen my scope, bring it to a larger audience, and have questions and answers specifically to bodybuilding and training, a little bit different than what we're doing here. And, you know, those podcasts, they go back, I don't know, like probably 6 or 7 years, how time flies, right? So if you like this type of mental toughness, and you like the things that you hear, you like this focus on yourself, make sure that you sign up for that Morning Connection newsletter. It's at sltips.com/22. So that's SL, like Skip LaCour, SL, tips.com/22. Make sure you get on that Morning Connection newsletter. Get this daily dose of mental toughness. Like I said, you know, my wife says, well, you know, I'm in this niche, bodybuilding and fitness, and people know me for that, and they don't necessarily know about all the training and all the coaching that I have to create change in other people. I've always been fascinated with human nature, this type of mental toughness, getting the most out of yourself for many years, which started before I even started bodybuilding, and put a lot of time, energy, and effort, got myself around the right people, a skill set. You know, after I finished my competitive bodybuilding career 10 years ago, I went on the road where that was my job, dealing with people, assisting a peak performance motivational speaker, traveled all around the country, flew around in his jet where he took me under his wing, learned the whole business, how to connect better with people, how to empathize their challenges, how to create change. I mean, that's what I did for 2 solid years, maybe a little bit more, you know, afterwards. So I have a lot of skills in this life coaching, so to speak. But as I'm in this fitness niche and more people know me, and what I was saying is that it's changing now where, you know, this being on iTunes or this being on Blog Talk Radio, more and more people have no idea what I accomplished as a bodybuilder. They know me for this mental toughness, this life coaching, helping you think more about your life and where you are right now, where you want to go. And so in this coaching and this bodybuilding fitness world, coaching means something else. Coaching means help me with a bodybuilding training program or a diet. And so my wife says, you know, you got to call it life coaching. And, you know, to me, that's way too general. It's way too generic. There's so many life coaches out there. I don't think that fits my description the best. At the same time, I'm kind of in this, you know, position where if I just say coaching, people are thinking about the sets and reps. Maybe you can help me out that. What do you think? I like to go by the title of as a mental toughness coach. I think that that's what I'm about, and that's how I think that describes what I'm helping you with, right? Being mentally tough to make those things happen. Maybe you can help me out. Let me throw that out there, that challenge of, you know, my particular situation because of my resume or my experiences or how people know me, how I can get through to let people know the value that's in a podcast like this or in my Morning Connection newsletter. All right, it's a lot more specific than life coaches. And, you know, here's a challenge. So, like, really soon, within the next 2 weeks, I am offering a free 25-minute Manformation, okay, that leadership skills that I talk about, a Manformation one-on-one strategy session. And I'm going to give it away absolutely free to 20 men. So you can see with Mass Machine Nutrition, my one-on-one coaching, my family, all the things that I do, that's going to be an investment of my time to introduce some of you who know this is what you need to coaching. Right, and what that's all about. So in that 25-minute Manformation strategy session, I'm going to get you clear on what it is you really want. Create an action plan. After you telling me what you want with us talking that over, create a plan of attack, what you can do every single day to get closer to your goals. Also, identify the things that you believe are limiting you. And, you know, because of the skills that I've learned, I can talk to you. I have a certain series of questions during this 25-minute sessions, you know, I can help you identify some things to consider that are challenges that are getting in your way, those mental and emotional challenges that you may not realize, all right? And then we'll revise your plan of attack, get you thinking in a way using my experience, helping out men just like you, and my experiences personally, all the mistakes as well as my successes. So you're going to walk away from this standalone 25-minute coaching session with just this renewed sense of optimism that you can indeed create the life that you really want. And more than optimism, you're going to have a set of strategies, all right, so you can take action to start making it happen, all right? And some people have asked, well, why are you doing this? All right, I'm doing it for a couple of reasons. One is there are many men who know that they need this type of help. They have no idea how this can help them. Man, I'm just so fortunate this type of information, this type of motivation and mental toughness strategies that it came into my life. That's why I have the privilege of talking to you today. And I know there's a lot of men who just want to, you know, see how this can help them. And I know I can show you that in 25 minutes. I want to be that influence in your life that I've put myself in a position to get to. All right. So that's one thing. The other thing is because of the tremendous success of the Manformation program. And since I developed that program and dealing with so many people, I'm learning more and more and more distinctions on how to get there faster, more efficiently, more examples, more ways of breaking through. So I'm creating this, I'm not even sure what the title, but this, you know, Manformation on steroids, so to speak, program. And so all of these coaching sessions, it makes me go back to boot camp, right? It makes me go back to basics. If you remember the old Rocky movie when Rocky, you know, he got complacent like with his success. And so he went back to the ghetto to team up with Apollo Creed, you know, just get hungry again to learn the basics. So I'm using this, and I will do this from time to time. You know, it's all in an effort for that ultimate Manformation program. That's the highest level Manformation program, that Manformation on steroids, all right, so to speak. It's all to help me. So I can't lose in this situation. And so watch out for that. Make sure that you're on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacore page, facebook.com/SkipLacore page to see when exactly when I put out that offer, because it's not something that I'm just going to do, because it's going to take the 20 of the most committed people. I'm going to send you a questionnaire. I want to make sure that, you know, you're on a scale from 1 to 10, you're a 9, 10, maybe even an 11 that you must change right now. So, you know, if that sounds like you, you know, you can be proactive. Send me an email at skip@skiplacore.com, skip@skiplacore.com. And then tell me, hey, Skip, I want one of those questionnaires. I'm that type of man. I need this type of stuff. I want one of those 25-minute Manformation one-on-one strategy sessions, right? But the point that I was making is that, you know, even when I put that out there, and you'll see it on my Facebook page, you know, someone will, you know, email and say, I am your man. I am perfect for this. You know why? Because I'm ready to take my body to the next level. Sets and reps and, as I call it, and cleaning up my diet. I'm sick of the way that I look. And so through all this, you know, talking about what Manformation is, how I can help you with this life coaching, it still goes back to building muscle and losing body fat. Now, in my Manformation program, in my one-on-one coaching, that's a part of men's life that, you know, I talk about. It's just not the majority of it. Because, you know, when you are so focused on your results, I'm just telling you, those things that get into the gym, eating right, they become so much easier because they're part of the plan. It's just part of the process to get you where you really want. It's not, you're not so obsessed with, oh, how do I do? I eat this, do I eat that? You know, you take it all more in stride, if that makes sense. You know, today, you know what I want you to think about? And this is probably has been my biggest challenge. And I like to share my challenges. Because I have this belief that if you are listening to this podcast, we are probably a lot alike, probably more alike than all the other niche podcast websites, you know, especially if you've been listening to this for the last couple of weeks. And so I'm going to talk about my challenge here this morning, and I want you to think about if this is your challenge. So hopefully I can save you from a lot of pain, angst, anxiety, help you figure out the pattern a little bit quicker than I did. And that's and you might think, Skip, what are you talking about? That's a weakness. And what it is, Vince Wood, big shout out to Vince Wood. He contributes on my Facebook page. You know, he sees my posts. He sees the things I'm offering, like this man formation, all these tips with bodybuilding training. And then I did a tip for Mass Machine Nutrition. Again, thank you for supporting my efforts, everything I help you with by helping my efforts with Mass Machine Nutrition. Check that out, bodybuilding supplements, sports nutrition line, www.massmachinenutrition.com. People don't say www anymore. All right, I'm going to change that. At massmachinenutrition.com, thank you so much for your support. And so, you know, I just did a post, hey, thank you for the support. Here is the link to the Mass Machine Nutrition website. And a lot of likes, and Vince Wood put, you are the hardest working bodybuilder ever, or something like that. And, you know, I thanked him. I said, hey, thanks for the kind words, Vince Wood, because I know what he means by that. All right. I signed up for coaching, a big investment for weekly coaching myself this week in part of my business, because I realize exactly what I'm telling you. There are people who have focus on certain areas. They have a higher level of expertise. They've been doing it longer. Way back when I was winning contests, they were becoming awesome at what they do. And then they have a skill set to help others create change in that particular area. Also, I know that when I put some skin in the game and I want to focus on one particular area in life with everything that I have going on, this coaching is going to make me focus on it. Okay, it's going to make me focus on it, and I'm going to become better just because of that, because I have some skin in the game. I have an investment. If I don't, and this was expensive, this is expensive coaching, then I'm going to throw away my money. It's going to force me to budget my time. And this was the same day, a couple days ago, that Vince made the comment, the compliment, and if you could see me, I'm putting the air quotes, the compliment of working hard. You know, my coach was looking over all the things that I was doing and told me, wow, you're a really hard worker, aren't you? You value working hard. And see, I realized it more and more, that hard work is nice, it's awesome, but that doesn't get you where you really want to go. I have made the mistake of putting too much value on working hard. All right, you might think, what's wrong with that? You know, no, I'm telling you that you have to be making sure all the time that what you're doing is leading to the results. If you get in the pattern of being complacent just a little bit, just the fact that you're working hard, that you're doing all these things, I made that mistake. That takes that angst, that mental flexibility, doing whatever it takes to find the right, most elegant, most efficient, most effective ways of getting to where you're going. It takes that hunger to find those strategies if you put too much pride in working hard. So I already beat her to the punch, and I said, you know what? I appreciate that, yes, and I'm working on not just working hard, becoming more efficient. And that's where she was going with that. And so that's why when Vince Wood gave me that compliment, I only took it so far, because that is almost a weakness of mine, finding comfort in working hard. So, you know, look, I have the feeling that if you're listening to this podcast, you're the type of guy who would listen to this every morning, you don't have to worry about not working hard. I think that's probably in your DNA. Sure, you can always work harder and you push yourself, but don't make working hard the goal, the ultimate goal. All right, that's part of the process. I mean, wouldn't you rather have the results times 20 and work half as hard as you're doing if you got 20-fold the results? Wouldn't you do that? Sometimes that isn't by working harder. You have to remember that. You know, I like to bring the analogies of bodybuilding and training. Working out, a lot of people, no matter if you're, you know, this isn't about being a competitive bodybuilder, right? This is, you don't even have to be extreme to go to the gym 4, 5, 6 days a week. Most people can relate to, you know, staying in shape, doing all the things that you need to do. In this bodybuilding training world, I see it just all the time, where there's too many people who just love this, who are passionate about it. They're posting on social media, they're on message boards, and they take way, they don't understand this. That's why I'm trying to, at least, how do you earmark this, think about this, bookmark this in your mind for you to think about. And they work, they believe that they work harder than everyone else. Now, first of all, that's a very arrogant thing for you to think, number one, to think you work harder than anyone else. Because you really may know the people in your gym or your immediate surroundings, but you don't know. This is a big world. It's competitive. The world is flat. I mean, you're competing now because of internet, technology. You're competing with people from all over the world, not just the people in your local town, for the best things in life. So for you to be arrogant enough to think you work harder than anyone else, I don't know if that's necessarily true. Even if it was true, again, that can't be the outcome, whether your conscious outcome or your subconscious outcome, to work harder than anyone else. So number one, you don't know really if you work harder than anyone else. And I'll tell you this again, I just throw out these percentages just as an example. I don't mean for them to be exact. But the best things in life, you got to be in that top 10% to have the best things, the best options in life that you really want. So that means if you want to be the 1 out of 10, that means you're walking amongst, you know, the other 9 who are struggling with life or just doing okay. They don't have the ambition or the high standards that you have. They're okay, at least they think they're okay. So you're walking amongst the 9. So if you're looking around and you're saying, well, I work harder than the people around me, that may be true, and that may not get you where you want to go. So I hope that you, one, believing that you work harder than anyone else, that may not be true. That may not... It may be true, but the people you're comparing yourself to, the vast majority, they don't want what you want. So even if you do end up being a harder worker than the people around you, that may not mean much. But the biggest point you need to take away from this is that hard work doesn't necessarily get you where you want to go. Back in the bodybuilding fitness world, I see all these guys, you know, they believe that they're working harder than anyone else. And they have these training programs or eating regimens that they've adopted as, this is the way to do it. And they execute those plans in their hardworking fashion. Yet they're not getting the results that they want. Now, me being in the bodybuilding and fitness world for so long, you know, I can see, and this is something if you've been training for a couple of years, you know, I guess it may be hard for you to identify, but I could tell by certain things, like how much muscle density they have, like in their forearms or the back, you know, the body parts that really take a lot of work, how hard they really have been working that they may not realize. Because everybody thinks they work hard and trains hard until they see someone in their gym who works hard, and then all of a sudden they kick it up to the next level. Maybe you've experienced that. Well, what if they met that guy or they saw that guy 5 years before or 5 months before? Then they would have understood that they could have kicked it up that level 5 years before or 5 months before. And then, you know, they have a lot different results. All right. So I can tell by, you know, things about how lean their face is, you know, how lean certain areas of their body are. That tells me how hard they've been working on their diet. So sometimes they don't understand that their definition of working hard isn't enough, or more than that, they're working hard on a set of strategies, training or nutrition, that really aren't the most effective. But because they've prided themselves on working hard, they're never going to change, they're never going to get the results. See, the thing in real life, if you're not, you know, if you would love to have a loving, close, intimate relationship and you don't have it, I think that you can pretty much say, well, you should say, maybe there's some things that I need to do a better job of picking people, or I need to work on myself. Even that's not necessarily true. Someone who really believes they're doing all the right things, they'll blame it on the women out there or other people. But, you know, normally you can say, well, I'm not doing the things I need to do when it comes to relationships. Also, when it comes to finances, about having the money that you want, to have the options that you really want. I mean, there's a definite scorecard. Either you have enough money or you don't. I guess you can say, well, the man's screwing me. People who have money are cheaters, liars, corrupt people. I don't want to be like that. I guess you could toss that out. But normally, you know there's that higher level for you. If you're not making the money, if you don't have the numbers, then you need to take your game. You need to find a better way of doing whatever you're doing. Well, my experience in the bodybuilding, training, fitness world is that people get locked in, they work hard, they find a set of training and eating strategies, and they don't get the results that they want. It's so easy to say, well, that guy's on drugs, or he just is some genetic freak where he can do anything. And, or they'll even, in a negative way, put themselves in the hard gainer. Everything's so hard for me. I don't have the genetics to have a great body. That's what my problem is, because I'm a really, really hard worker. There's even this code in the bodybuilding world. One little phrase is outwork, outwork, outwork. Man, I'm just here to tell you, whether it's in life or in the gym, I appreciate that mindset. But I want you to prevent you some pain that it took me years to learn. Don't make outworking anybody, and if that's even possible, right? Don't make that your goal. That's not your result. What if you can have 10 times the results, 10 times the body, 10 times the money, 10 times the closeness and connection in a relationship or whatever you want? What if you can get 10 times the result with working half as hard? Would you still be happy? See, I believe that if you would have challenged me with that question 10 years ago, I would have gotten so much power and strength with knowing that I'm a hard worker. I would have wanted to hold on to that security, that pattern, right? It was probably a part of my identity and something I'm still, wrestling with, that it's almost like I would have rather have been a hard worker and get that safety and that control more than the results. Okay. So just some things to think about working hard. And again, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not a guy who takes a lot of shortcuts, because there are people who are looking for the most efficient way to do everything. They don't have that hard work ethic, and maybe this isn't for them. Hey, let's wrap up this podcast. I can tell I'm getting into my old patterns. I'm getting really passionate. I'm saying to myself, half an hour isn't enough, but I got to get back on this half hour pattern to get this down. So let's wrap this up with our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want, that would take you months, if not years, of you stretching yourself, doing all these things we talk about, stretching yourself, executing, not just working hard, being results driven in everything you do, to actually make that happen. And then, is what you're doing right now really getting you closer to the results that you really want? And I'm going to always nudge you, always remind you, get you focused, get you more clear. What are those results, by the way, that you really want? All right, so make sure that you're getting your mental toughness strategies. Get on the Morning Connection newsletter mailing list, sltips.com/22, sltips.com/22. Hey, thank you again for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.